Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, they out here prostituting kiddos. Fill their pockets with De Niro. Pedophiles pitiful, sell a child a centerfold. Take their innocence, put it on the internet. Purity's tainted, dignity shaking. Enslaving the soul of all of these babies. And freedom got a price nobody paying. Making money, American dream, ain't it? Nah, it's a nightmare, don't fight fair for white hair. Benjamin Franklin, let's kill it, we hate for him. Write a song justifying the lies we take for him. Hold up, they ain't with me, I'm willing to wait for him. Little me, sat up on the porch, making dollar bills. Stomach filled from another meal that my mama killed still. I can't keep still, I probably steal to keep a couple of Nike checks on the back of my heels. Grab my back on the pills, I need a stack of them bills. They say we slaves to the money, I guess we back on the field. I'ma go pursue my happiness, they told me it was free. But I'm still paying for it, I'm indebted to this thing. Heard a prophet say the prophet, don't focus on making change. Just focus on trying to be it and maybe you'll make a gain. Maybe you'll free the slaves, maybe you'll bring a change. The destinations are different, but everyone's on the train.
Freedom isn't free. But I still believe in my freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be free. Please let me.
Yeah, I'm out here chasing this freedom, nigga. I can chop in my feet off, and if they catch me, I'm so beat, but I ain't got to believe it. King Kunta, King of Kunin, or Kenan and Kale. Rather rot in a jail cell than be up in hell. Well done, is you cooking, or is you hearing your father say, well done, is he looking at all your honors? Modestly, I'll be honest, I'm hanging on to that promise, cause honestly, I ain't really been everything that I oughta be on my Harry and bury me next to Honest Abe. Here lies another man murdered for trying to free the slaves. I gave Chief Keith my number in New York this summer. I told him I could get you free, I'm on my net, turn a back burner, cooking up a fat burger while we shucking jive to a song about a crack murder. Know we need a change, but we do it on the stage. Got some money and a soul, and neither one of us safe.
Freedom, it isn't free, but I still believe in our freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be. Let me be free, freedom, ooh, freedom, freedom, freedom.
Well, good evening, my brothers and my sisters. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Christian Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Malisha, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little, and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. You can go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio.website. We can access all the Bible studies on demand. It is so very important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God to show yourself approved, not unto man, but unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the Word of truth. I said, but who rightly divide. So we know, my brothers and my sisters, that the Word of truth can be wrongly divided. I said that we know that the Word of truth can be wrongly divided. As we study the Word of God, my brothers and my sisters, We must become students of the Word of God. That means that when only become a student, that you must study the Word of God day and night, or night and day. The Bible says to study the Word of God night and day, and a lot of us don't pick up our Bible on Sunday morning. See, as I explained to you on last night or yesterday, that your nourishment, food, just like eating a good dinner, your nourishment comes from the Word. That's your food, see. You're being fed with the Word of God, see. If you don't feed yourself by studying the Word of God, you will become malnourished. See, the Bible says that babes want milk. So you continue to stay a babe in Christ when you do not study the Word of God. Even the Bible says that you will continue to stay a babe in Christ. It says that you should be teaching right now. But because you refuse to study, you are still a babe in Christ. It says because you do not know the Word of God, you might have been in church for 20 years or more, but you're still a babe in Christ because you do not know the Word of God. You're not ready to teach the Word. The Bible says you should be teaching by now, but you cannot teach because you don't know the Word. Why don't you know the Word of God? Because you go to church on Sunday, and that's good. But you don't open that Bible no more Sunday again. So that means that you have gone without nourishment, without the Word, without the food for at least 6 days. See, because you have gone without nourishment, so you don't want the meat of the Word of God. You don't want the meat of the Word of God. You still want milk. See, all babes crave milk, and when they don't get milk, crying because they want the milk. See, but you don't want the meat. And only a child that has meat, solid food, will grow and will not be malnourished because you cannot keep feeding a babe milk as they grow. You got to give them solid food. You got to give them meat. If you don't feed them correctly by giving them solid food, they're 3 and 4 years old and they're still drinking from a bottle of milk and they never had solid food. Guess what? They're going to be malnourished because they don't have solid food. They don't have meat. Some point, as the baby starts to grow, and I'm giving you an analysis of this because I'm talking to you as a Christian, as a baby begins to grow, he has to have meat. He has to have meat. He has to have solid food. So as you begin to grow in your walk with Christ as being a Christian, in order for you to not be malnourished in the Word of Father God, you have to have some meat. You cannot grow off milk. Even the Bible tells you that you need the meat of the Word. That adults, grown folk, mature people, the Bible says, need to eat meat. And if you're not eating the meat of the Word of God, then you are malnourished. If all you want to hear is the scriptures that you call, good scriptures, you know, the scriptures that only maybe your preacher preaches about in church because he does not want to offend anybody, so he never gets into the meat of the Word, but he just stays with the scriptures that he doesn't think that will offend anybody, then he will keep you as a babe in Christ because it's more to the Bible then just the scriptures that you all say don't offend anybody. There's plenty of scriptures in the Bible that tell you how to live. The Bible is a book of living, my brothers and my sisters. It is a book of life. not just a book where you just quote scriptures and what you call your good scriptures that doesn't tell you how to live, doesn't tell you don't treat anybody wrong, doesn't tell you to stay out of other folks' business, doesn't tell you to stop drinking and getting drunk. Those scriptures you don't want to hear. And those scriptures are not being taught in church. See, because folks don't want other people to get offended by the scriptures that tell you to do these type of things, to not be a liar, to not be a cheat, to not commit adultery, to not commit fornication, to not be a whore. These kind of scriptures, you might not ever hear them in your church, especially if you go to a church that all they do is have motivational speakers. I said especially if you go to a church that all they have is motivational speakers. See, because, see, Father God didn't call us to be motivational speakers. He called us to be preachers and teachers of the Word of God. Let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. We have to be honest and truthful because the Word of God is truth. See, and the main purpose of the Bible is to teach you the right things to do. Not to teach you the wrong things to do, but to teach you the right things to do. Now, Father God is not going to come down here from heaven. I said, Father God is not going to come down here from heaven and make you do anything. That's why he gives us, as I told you the other night, that's why he gives us what? Free will. The free will to know the difference from wrong. That's free will that he gives you. Now, if you choose to do what you want to do, that's on you. That's not on Father God. That's not on anybody. That's on you. You have to take responsibility for what you do because you have free will that Father God has given you, and you choose to do what you want to do, but you cannot blame that on anybody. That's why you have free will. See? But I want to talk to you tonight. I want to talk to you tonight about some life things, about what the Bible says about life. I'm always into the meat of the word. Some people like listening to our radio, and some folks don't. But because I'm not out here to see how many people can like me, that's not my purpose. My purpose here is to get you into the word, the truth of the word of God. And get you into the meat of the Word of God. See, I don't care how good you look. You might be the finest person, the finest woman, the finest man in the world. That's not important to me. And it's definitely not important to Father God. What's important to him is truth. What's important to him is righteous living. What's important to him is repentance. See, you can look as good as you want to look, but if you're not repentant on what you have done in your life, you have sinned, because all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of Father God. We all are sinners. Okay. But because Jesus Christ was a propitiation for us, he died and went to hell and rose again, because so we wouldn't have to die and go to hell unless you choose to. And my brothers and my sisters, it is a choice whether you die and go to hell or not. Because Father God says what he does in Revelation, he opens up a book of life on you when you leave this world. And in the book of life, it's in Revelation. In the book of life, and that's the end of the Bible. If some of y'all don't know what Revelation is, it is at the end of the Bible. In the book of life, he opens it up. And he sees what we have done. The work that we have done through our life. See? And if you're a non-repentant on the things that you have done, a non-repentant spirit, the Bible says, shall not see heaven. So if you choose, and it's a choice, not to repent, that's not on Father God, that's on you. Because it's a choice whether you repent or not, whether you repent for your sins. We all have to repent for our sins. I had to repent for mine, and you're going to have to repent. That's how it goes. That's what the word says. See, an unrepentant spirit shall not see the kingdom of God. See, so you have to do that while you're here on earth, while you're breathing. See, because if you're unrepentant and you die, you won't see the kingdom of God. And there's only one other place that you can go, and that's hell. See, I'm just being honest with you. This is the meat of the words I'm teaching you tonight. You might not ever get this in your church. You might get a lot of motivational speaking, a lot of motivational preaching. I'm not even calling it preaching. I call it speaking. Because Father God did not call us to be motivational speakers. He called us to be preachers of the word of God. He said to preach in season and out of season. That means whether someone wants to hear it or whether they do not want to hear it, you still preach it because that's what you were ordained to do. You weren't ordained to be a motivational speaker. You were ordained to be a preacher and a teacher of the word of God. What it is. Now, in the word of God, you know, on my Facebook page, and I told you all about this earlier, but I'm just going to speak on it a little bit. This lady sent me a Facebook like to like her, and I get them all the time. She wants me to like their Facebook pages and things, and I get that all the time. And so she sent me a request to like her Facebook page, but I didn't know that it was a porn page. A lot of people ask me to like their pages, and some pages, you know, I like, and some pages I do not like. It's a choice. So anyway, I didn't know hers was a porn page, so I clicked on it. I could read everybody else to see what it was, and it was a porn page. Yeah. And I said to myself, now she knows that she's looked at my profile, that she shouldn't be sending me this. So I said to myself, because I've been on Christian Talk Radio now for 8 years, and I said to myself, okay, well, she's going to send me that, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to call her by name, but I'm going to put on my Facebook page exactly what I want to tell her. And so I put it out there. I said, girl, you know that you shouldn't be sending me page like. I said, I'm seeing you, but I'm not. I'm going to pray for you, my sister. The reason I'm going to pray for you, my sister, is because any woman that goes out there and opens her leg for the world to see her good needs Jesus. That's what I told her. I said, I'm going to pray for you. I'm not going to unfriend you, but I'm going to pray for you because you need prayer, my sister. It's not up to me to condemn anyone. Condemnation does not come from Father God. I want you all to know that because I think some people have it twisted. Condemnation does not come from Father God. Correction comes from Father God. But condemnation does not. So you have to be careful, my brothers and my sisters. So you have to be careful, my brothers and my sisters, when you go out there and say, condemn this and condemn that, because Father God is not about condemnation. He's about correction. See, that's what he's about. He's about correction. So, if you cannot correct anyone, and all you can do is condemn them, then I want you to know that condemnation is not a part of that. That doesn't come from part of that. Condemnation comes straight from hell. That's where it comes from. So if you continue to condemn people for what they do, are you condemning? You're not trying to pray for them. You're not trying to help them to come out of the situation that they are in, then that is not of God. I want you to know that. I want you to know that. Now, also, I say that to say this. Rahab in the Bible was a prostitute. The Bible calls her a harlot. We all know that a harlot is a prostitute. But Father God used her. He used her for a mighty work in the Word of God. David, who wrote the whole book of Psalms, was an adulterer and he was a murderer because he took another man's wife and slept with her and he killed the man's husband by putting him on the front line so he would get killed so he could have Bathsheba. Father God allowed him to write the whole book of Psalms. Paul, who used to be Saul before he became Paul. Saul was a murderer. Matter of fact, Saul murdered Christians. I said Saul, who is now Paul in the Bible, murdered Christians. But he had an encounter with Father God on Damascus Road that changed his whole life. He changed his name to Paul. And Paul has written several books in the Bible. And there's others. But let me tell you, you can add your name to the list. Who were you before Father God saved you? Add your name to the list. Add your name to the list of sinners that became saints. Add your name to what was your Damascus Road experience, my brothers and my sisters? I said, what was your Damascus Road experience? That's why the Bible says, instead of condemnation, pray for each other. Father God never told you not to pray. He never told you to condemn people. He told you to pray for your brothers and your sisters. Not to condemn them, but to pray for them. See, because we all were born into sin. We were born in this world as sinners. My brothers and my sisters, that's how we came here. We're born into sin and shaped in our mother's womb and iniquity. So not one of us, can point the finger and condemn anyone else. See, what we need to do and what we should do is dwell on them and say, you know what, you're such a bad person that I decided I don't want to fool with you at all, and I'm going to shut the door on them. I said, you shut the door on them and lock them out, and then they don't have anyone to go to, so they continue in their sin because they're sad as that. The Bible says he doesn't think like we think. He doesn't think like we think. So you might think, well, I'm doing Father God a favor by not allowing these people to come into my house or help these folk out because they're sinful and they're on drugs and they're doing things they shouldn't do, and I'm going to just lock them out. I don't think so. I don't think that's the way Father God meant it to be. But what I want to tell you is pray for your brothers and sisters. Pray for them. I'm running out of time. I only have a minute and 49 seconds left. I'm going to tell you to love one another. That's what the Bible says. Love one another. Don't condemn, but love. I'm running out of time, my brothers and my sisters. So I'm running out of time. So I will get back with you tomorrow night. Same station. You be blessed.
We're not playing out here. It's for real. We living out here for life. We trying to get it. Ain't nobody finna take our life. I keep my young homies out here with these things. My big homies keep handling me. We gon' keep it cracking. My other name should have been Jesse Jazz, but I stay with my cannon. I didn't have no choice. I was raised. right around the corner from where we stand. Hollow points ended in all of that. I'm ready. We gang banging.
My cousin was a killer. He done put a lot of trigger feet and made a lot of models cry. If you ask him why he do it, he was Sam Young and Bruce bang on you right before he let the bullets fly.
He ain't had no sense of dignity. His daddy was a mystery. You'll probably end up dead or sitting in a penitentiary and tell the judge he can go to hell for the sentencing. It probably make no sense to you, but listen to the history. The new Jim Crow or the old one? People out here fighting for equality, and honestly, I think they owe some. Back and forth some. Cleaver got a message for the people. Bunch you with them, and they trying to stop the evil, and they clicked up with their fists up. The whole neighborhood feeling like they meant some. Then it was a mix up. Feds got them fixed up. End of the movement. Back to the bricks, bruh. And Raymond Washington about to start the Crips up. They getting bigger every day and trying to fix up. They saw Geronimo Pratt dodging bullets from attack. Guess they figure we don't really want it this much.
You know, originally the gangs were created to protect everybody in the community. There was lynching and bombing going on, and the gangs were there to protect. What people don't understand is a lot of the leaders died.
Medgar Evers
has been shot.
Bunchy Carter
has been shot.
Fred Hampton
has been shot.
MLK
has been shot in Memphis, Tennessee.
These youngsters didn't have any direction, no leaders to look up to, so they imploded on themselves.
Crip stands for community, revolutionary in a party service. Way before the genocide and the murders. A little less of integration was the verdict. When bombs may go off at the Sunday service, wow. They protecting their community. Then it turned into diplomatic immunity. Then the fight against oppression was depressing. Now they keep on losing battles and they started losing unity. Now they beat each other blue black. Force fed self-hate till they too crack. Got their own folks hiding on the rooftop. They ain't finna take no more, they finna shoot back. Bow. Now they blind like a family, they all blood. From the concrete jungle to the small hood. Throwing signs up, now the crime's up. We was meant to kill oppression, now we loading eyes up. But never mind us, crime. Factory to close, now a lot of people jobless. Now they got the drugs coming in from Nicaragua. Government to turn a blind eye. Oh, they got it.
It was a perfect.